Parshas Bahar begins with the mitzvah Shemitah. Famous Rashi, Ma'in Shemitah Tzela Sinai, Balei Kol HaMitzvahs Nemru Misinai. Says Rashi, Ma'Shemitah, Ela Ma'Shemitah Nemru Klaliseh V'Dikdusei Misinai, Havkula Nemru Klalisein V'Dikdusei Misinai, Kach Shinuya B'Teres Kohen. Hibemis, Mefarshim Mask already, that why was mitzvah Shemitah Miyuchad for Zeh? Every single mitzvah, all the Klalis and all the Protas were said on HaSinai. So what made mitzvah Shemitah Miyuchad, the Dafke mitzvah Shemitah should bring out this point, that all the mitzvahs and every prat of every mitzvah was said at HaSinai? Why Dafke mitzvah Shemitah showed us this, where any of the other mitzvahs the Torah could have written by HaSinai, by any mitzvah, and then the Torah will say that that mitzvah was given Kol HaSeper to say HaSinai, Kach, so to all the mitzvahs. Why was Dafke mitzvah Shemitah chosen? Seems like the mitzvah Shemitah has a special kesher with HaSinai. And Bechlal, mitzvah Shemitah is a mitzvah for the farmers out in the field. Dafke a mitzvah like Shemitah should have a special kesher with HaSinai. What's the pshat? What's the kesher between Parshas Bahar and Parshas Bechukosai that they usually go together? The Pasuk says in Bechukosai Teilechu, so Rashi learns Bechukosai Teilechu is that Shetiu HaMeilim B'Toyer, Bechinas HaMeilim B'Toyer. And the next words in the Pasuk, Mitzvayisai Tishmoiru, says Rashi, Eve Meilim B'Toyer Amanos Lishmar Olekayim. In other words, the sword of God Talmud Shemevi Lidei Mais. What's the shaykhs of this to Parshas? Parshas Bahar, what's the kesher between Bahar and this Bechukosai? And Bechlal, we have to tie in Bahar and Bechukosai is the end of Sefer Vayikra. We have to tie in the end of Sefer Vayikra to the beginning of Sefer Vayikra. Sefer Vayikra is Be'emes, the Sefer of Toras Kohanim. It's the Sefer of the Kohanim, Sefer of the Avod and the Beis Hamikdash. And the Sefer Vayikra begins Vayikra El Moshe. The Chayra. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't a Kohen. Moshe Rabbeinu is not Shach to Teras Kohenim. And then Moshe Leach asks the question, why does Parshas Vayikra, Sefer Vayikra begin with Vayikra and Moshe? Chayra Parshas Sefer Vayikra has more Shach to Aaron than it has to Moshe. But the answer, possibly in the Mahalach over here, to understand the Sod of Shemitah, the Mahalach over here was actually with a few words that the Hilgas Vasemis writes at the beginning of Parshas Bahar. Sosemis writes, "V'ze inin shmitah lahasina. Shekol ze bekoyach haTorah, v'kabolas Torah shebiksav b'har Sinai, v'hamshochas koyach haTorah b'artzius, hu Torah shebal peh." Sosemis is megalehe amardik yisod. We know this Torah shebiksav and this Torah shebal peh. Farshim say, Svar Magdashim say that just like those two trees in Gan Eden, the two famous trees in Gan Eden, Eitz HaChayim and Eitz HaDas, the Eitz HaChayim is Bechinas Torah Shebiksav and the Eitz HaDas is Bechinas Torah Shebal Peh. That's why the Eitz HaDas is called Eitz HaDas Toiv V'ra, because in Torah Shebal Peh you have Chayiv, Potter, Mutter, Osa, Tomei, Tohar, which are all the Bechinas of Toiv and Ra. Mutter, Tohar is the Bechina of Toiv, and Osa, and Tomei, etc. is the Bechina of Ra. And that's why we know that there's a Tov. And the Avoid of Adam Arishon, was to be Me'achet the Eitz Adas with the Eitz HaChaim. The Rizal says that was the thing that Meshem Arizal is saying, that's the Avoid, that was the Avoid of Adam Arishon. In other words, if you taste Torah Shebal Peh without Torah Shebiksav, if you eat from the Eitz HaDas without eating from the Eitz HaChaim, without being Mekasher to the Eitz HaChaim, you made it then, the Torah Shebal Peh is a Bechinov, it's Chochmas HaTorah, it's Gishmak HaTorah, it's Iyun, Chelik Iyun Shebatorah, all the Machloikasin, and all the Chakiras. If a person doesn't connect that to Torah Shebiksav, to the Eitz HaChaim, so then it's Ikar Chosam and Asif. This sod, and that's why Adam Rishon would have waited till Shabbos, and the Rizal says if he waited till Shabbos he could have eaten from the Eitz HaDas, because then the Eitz HaDas and the Eitz HaChaim would have been Mis'achi together. But as a result of the Eitz HaDas, Adam Rishon was Niskalul B'Zeh HaSapecha Toich HaLochem. Eretz, as the Sfasemes writes, we know Eretz is Bechinas Torah Shebal Peh. And the new idea of Torah Shebal Peh The new idea of his galus the Torah shebal peh, his bezeis apecha toich halacha. Is through yigia, is zeis apecha, through yigia and through amela. Torah shebal peh is the bechina of sheish shonim, or sheish yomim tasem melachtecha. The 6 days correspond to bechinas Torah shebal peh. That's why Torah shebal peh is divided into shisha sidrei mishnah. Shisha Sidra Mishnah is the Sheshes Yomim Tasa Melachtecha. Torah Shebal Peh is Yigia. Torah Shebal Peh is Amela. It's toiling, it's schwitzing. But after the 6 days, after the Bechina of Shisha Sidra Mishnah, after the Bechina of Amela and Torah Shebal Peh, then comes V'yem HaShvi Shabbos L'Hashem Lekecha. Shabbos is no Zriya, there's no Harisha, there's no Amela, there's no Yigia. Shabbos is the bechina of all the yigin amela and all the chidushim and everything that a person was masik in his avoy in his limud in his iyun of Torah shebal peh during the week, that has an aliyah and that's miskasher to Torah shebiksav on Shabbos. On Shabbos it's nizgala that all the Torah shebal peh is beemes avada mushrish in Torah shebiksav. Torah Shebiksav we know is Torah is Kula Shmoisu Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah Shebiksav is the Torah, Bechinas Torah that was given on HaSinai. Ponim Beponim Dib Hashem Imochem. Torah Shebal Peh is the Bechin of Zriya and Charisha, is the Bechin of Yigin HaMeila that a person's Omer in Torah Shebal Peh. And sometimes that leads a person to feel that he's a Manda Oma over here. And he can be Miyagea, and he can be Mechadosh his own Chidushim. Is therefore after the 6 days comes the Shabbos Hashem Lekecha, all the Yigin Amela that a person was masik in Torah Shebal Peh, that's all niskalul into the Bechinas Torah Shebiksav. Shabbos Avoyde is to be male all the Torah Shebal Peh that were learned during the week and to be male to the Bechina of Torah Shebiksav, which is the Bechina of Iskashrus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the sod of Shabbos. The main that you do at the Mishnah in Chagiga, the Mishnah says that Shabbos is the Hilchos Shabbos is kaharorin atluim b'sara. There's so many halachas, and in Mikra, it's only a sara. In other words, the Hilchos Shabbos is a mountain. It's a harorin. It's a mountain that's tluya, that's hanging on a hair. The hair is the bechinas Torah Shebiksav, and the halachas is a ribuy, it's a har, but a person has to realize Shabbos is megala that the whole har of Torah Shebal Peh is hanging on even a posuk, a tag in the Mechinas Torah Shebiksav. Shabbos is the time where it's nizgala that so much Torah Shebal Peh, all the Torah Shebal Peh that were accumulated during the week, is mamish toli basara, is mamish all mushrish in the Mechina in Torah Shebiksav. That's the sod in Sefer Shmois of Parshas Yisro and Parshas Mishpatim. Parshas Yisro is the Parsha of Matan Torah of Har Sinai, Mebchinas Torah Shebiksav, where we had halachas that were taught to us, dibros. Parshas Mishpatim is the chelak of Chochma Shebetorah, dinim of Chosha Mishpat, Nela is the Mebchinas Torah Shebal Peh, the Sherish of Torah Shebal Peh. So Yisro is Torah Shebiksav, Mishpatim is Torah Shebal Peh. And that's why the first halacha taught in Parshas Mishpatim is the parasha of Kisikne Eved Ivri Sheishonim Tavut. Torah Shebal Peh is Avdus. Torah Shebal Peh is Bezeis Apecha Toich Halachim. Bechinas Avdus. Sheishonim Tizra Sheishonim Tavut. Sheishonim Yavut. Person's got is working hard the same way as we explained that the weekdays is Bechinas Torah Shebal Peh and the Tachlis of Shabbos is that it should be Nis'alet to Bechinas Har Sinai. Parshas Mishpatim, which is the Parsha of Torah Shebal Peh, is teaching us that Torah Shebal Peh can only be Nikne through Yigi and Amela, and that's the Bechin of Sheish Shonim. Sheish is Torah Shebal Peh, we said, and it's an Avdus Torah Shebal Peh. However, person has to realize of a shvius yetzei lachavshi chinam. However, when it comes to shvius, is then a person's got to be yetzei lachavshi chinam. Then a person's got to take all amel and yegia, and he's got to be malet to the bechina of Shabbos, the bechina of bar Shabbos bar menucha, where all the yegin amela is oiler to its makor, goes up to its makor. And that's why the psukim that say the eved decides he wants to stay in eved, meaning that's the bechina of a person who doesn't connect his Torah Shebal Peh to Torah Shebiksav. He doesn't connect it back to Sinai. He says, Fakert, he says he's happy the way it is. He feels that the Chochm is his. He feels that he's productive in Torah Shebal Peh, and he's not Makashir it back to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Chas V'Shalom. So then he's not Makashir Torah Shebal Peh to Torah Shebiksav back to HaSinai. And therefore it says that you've got to make a hole. You're going to make a nekev in his ear. And like Rashi brings down the Chazal, because you tell him, Oizen zu shoshoma bahar Sinai. This oizen taka heard on Har Sinai. Har Sinai is the bechinas Torah Shebiksav. And the Torah Shebal Peh has to be nis'ala back to Har Sinai. And if a person doesn't want to be ma'ala his Torah Shebal Peh, a person doesn't want to be ma'ala his yigiyah and his ameda, that he might feel that it's his, and if he doesn't want to give it back to Har Sinai, so then you have to make a hole in his, and you have to remind him, Oizen zu shoshoma bahar Sinai. And then after that, he has to work until Yovel. Yovel is a strong reminder of Har Sinai. The whole beginning of Yovel is just like the Torah was given. The Torah was given Chamishim Yom, Tisbruch Chamishim Yom. And Torah was given in the beginning Chamishim Yom. Matan Torah is the beginning of Yovel. Is the beginning that Al Kochach takes a person from back to the beginning of Har Sinai. And therefore, that's why Yovel. Where do we find Yovel first? We find Yovel first, like by Har Sinai, where it says B'mshoch HaYovel. B'mshoch HaYovel, Heimo Yad Bahar. Sinai is the Sherish of Yovel, and therefore, this Eved who doesn't want to connect back to Har Sinai, so he has to work till Yovel. Now, when Yovel comes, Yovel is Al Kolchach Yovel. Yovel is Shnas Chamishim, and Shnas Chamishim connects to the Yom HaChamishim, which is the day of Matan Torah, and the Yovel connects to the B'mshech HaYovel of Har Sinai, and then the Eved Al Kochach connects back to Har Sinai. This is the idea, and this is the sod as well, of Godel Talmud Shemevi L'dei Maisa, where a person has to realize that the sod of Talmud, the sod of all these Torah Shebal Peh, is to be mekayim the mitzvahs that were given at Har Sinai, to be mekayim the mitzvahs of Torah Shebiksav. Person can get verkrochen, he can get lost in the Talmud, in the Yam HaTalmud, and he can learn the Eon, and he can enjoy the Torah Shebal Peh for the sake of the enjoyment of Torah Shebal Peh. Or we say, Chazal, Godel Talmud, Shemevili De Maisa. The Talmud has to dafke bring to the Inyan of Maisa. Godel Talmud, Shemevili De Maisa. Maybe the Maisa is bringing back to the Bechina Sinai. Chazal say that every Chiddush, Talmud Vosig, Asil Chadish, is Nitna Mesinai. Person has to realize that everything, even his Chiddushim and Torah Shebal Peh, everything is Mushrush and Hasina. So Taka Sevi Vayikra is a Taka Teres Koin. Chilik between Moshe and Aaron. Say Chazal that Moshe is the Bechinas Torah Shebiksav, because Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kavat Peh. So Moshe Rabbeinu is Bechinas Avada, the Bechinas of Har Sinai, obviously. The Bechinas Aaron HaKoin, and Koin and Bechlal, are Bechinas Torah Shebal Peh. So Moshe and Aaron is Moshe's Torah Shebiksav, and Aaron is Torah Shebal Peh. That's what Reb Tzadik says, that Ben Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu when they went to Mitzrayim about Aaron, v'hu yilachol peh, he'll be the peh. Aaron HaKoin is Bechinas Torah Shebal Peh. As the Pasuk says, I think Zechariah, ki sivse koin yishmur das, toi revakshim yipihu. It says Reb Tzadik is also Bechina, that the koinim were Bechinas Torah Shebal Peh. Moshe Rabbeinu is Bechinas Torah Shebiksav, and the koinim were Bechinas Torah Shebal Peh. So sometimes says Eilatol is Moshe Aaron, sometimes Aaron Moshe, Melamed Shishneim Shkulim, that Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh have to go together. Another remez of this Inyan, that the Kohenim of Bechinas Torah Shebal Peh, is the Parsha of Nedarim. The Parsha of Nedarim is the Parsha of Kechol HaYetzim Mipiv Yaseh. And the halacha of nedarim is that you've got to be matfis the neder on a bechinas carbon. In other words, if you want to make a neder, if you want to use the koyach of kachol yetz mipiv, if you want to use the shorish, the koyach of the peh, of the torah shabal peh, is then you have to come onto the koinim. You got to be matfis it with the koins, with the koins avoida. The koins avoida is avoida of korbanos. So to use the koins koyach of peh, you got to be matfis the neder on a korban atfasa. So therefore, basically, sefer vayikra is taka a sefer. Sefer Vayikra is taka a sefer of Teres Koinim. Sefer Vayikra is taka a bechina of Tereshabal Boy from Kalali, of Tereshabal Peh. But a person has to know, as we said, that Tereshabal Peh is mamish mushrush in the idea of Tereshabiksav in Sinai. Everything in Tereshabal Peh is mushrush in Tereshabiksav. And Mela, therefore, Sefer Vayikra taka begins Vayikra and Moshe, even though it's Teres Koinim. Even though it's Teres Koinim, but nevertheless, Teres Koinim has to realize, Teres Shabal Peh has to realize that it's Mushush in Moshe, it's Mushush in Sinai. Towards the end of Sefer Vayikra, we get to our parshas. Here we have the parshas Bahar. Parshas Bahar is the parsha of Shemitah. In other words, Sheishonim Tizra Sodecha, Sheishonim Tizmor Kamecha, Vosaftis Tuvosa. Havada, the Bechina of Teresh Baal Peh is the Bechina of Sheish. And Vosaftis Tuvosa, the person is Matzliach in his Teresh Baal Peh, and his Moitzi Peiros. Vosaftis Tuvosa. But a person has to realize again, Hovashona Shviis, Shabbos Shabbosin Yela Oretz. Oretz, we said before, the Svasemeh says Bechina of Teresh Baal Peh. So we are Obashana Shviis, Shabbos Shabbos Nia La Oretz, Shabbos Lashem, Sotcha Loisizma Vachamacha Loisizma, Sotcha Lisizra Vachamacha Loisizma. In other words, the whole Bechina of Teresh Baal Peh is the Bechina that a person has to be Mekashevit back to the Bechina of Shabbos. And Shabbos we said is the Bechina where Teresh Baal Peh is Neskalu to Teresh Biksav, where the Eitz Adas is Niskal back to the Bechinas Eitz Achaim. Shabbos is Sinai. L'kul Alma. Everybody, Gemara says in Shabbos, L'kul Alma, the Torah is Nitna on Shabbos. So therefore, the mitzvah of Shemitah is the mitzvah to be Mekasher, Torah Shabbal Peh, back to Torah Shabbiksav. The Bechinah of being Mekasher, Torah Shabbiksav, Baal Peh, back to Torah Shabbiksav. That's what he said, is the Bechinah of Godel Talmud, Shemei L'Dei Maisa. Talmud is only good if you makasher back to the mitzvahs that were given over on Hasina. And therefore, Parshas B'chukosai begins takah shetu amelim b'toyra. Nika amelis b'toyra zavad in Teresh Baal Peh. However, v'es mitzvoisai tishmoiru heb amelim b'toyra, says Rashi, al-manos lishmo v'lakayim. So maybe that's the kesha between Bahar B'chukosai and Sefer Vayikra. That's the kesher after a whole sefer of Teresh Baal Peh, of Teres Koinim, is then there's a mitzvah of Shemitah, that it's always got to be, the Teresh Baal Peh has always got to be nishtarish back to the Bechina of Mushrish, back to the Bechina of Teresh Biksav, and that's the kesher between Parshas Bahar and Parshas Bechukosai. So mainly as we prepare ourselves for Baham Chukosah, always comes not long before Shavuos. As we prepare ourselves after Lag BaOmer, which is the Kachana for Chag HaShavuos begins, as Svarim say, till Lag BaOmer is the Gemar Tzias Mitzrayim. From Lag BaOmer is the Chana to real Chana to Chag HaShavuos. Person's got to be makabel upon himself. Taka. Now, as we get closer to Chag HaShavuos, that all his Torah that he's learning, and all his Yigi, and all his Amel and Torah has to be tuned to the Makor, to the Shoyrish. However much he learns in Torah Shabbal Peh, however much he amasses in Torah Shabbal Peh, he has to realize that Torah Shabbal Peh, the Bechinas Shabbos, is the same Bechinas Shabbos, which is Hararim Atluim Besara, that even after you've learned a Har, a Velt of Torah Shabbal Peh, a Barg of Torah Shabbal Peh, but it's Be'etzim Mushrish and Asara in Torah Shabbiksaf. It's got to be Mushrish back to the Bechina of the Iskashrus to Har Sinai. That's why there's a mitzvah schira every day to remember Mamat HaSinai, that whatever learning one's doing, one should be mushrim, mashrish, and one shouldn't get lost, one shouldn't get verkrochen in the bechina of Torah Baal Peh as a tachlis b'fnei atzmo. It's therefore the avoida in these days is takan inyan, an avoida that a person, a father has to be omel in Torah Baal Peh, a person is a bechinas ebed in Torah Baal Peh, bechinas sheishonim, bechinas it's got to be omel and mechinas of avdus and Torah Baal Peh. But he always has to realize, they have to realize that kol chidush talmid vasek osed lechadish taka nitna on Har Sinai. And he's got to always be mashrish the iskashrus of what he's learning in Torah Baal Peh to do ratzon Hashem. Kadul talmid shemevi lede maisa and metz Hashem, and that's chus which is zorcha to be mekabel a toyer of a simcha or bepnimius. Just as a short hoisafa to the previous shiur regarding Sefer Vayikra, which the tachlis is to be mekasher the Torah Baal Peh with the Torah Shebiksav, so we said that that's the pshat in Parshas Bahar, meaning of shmita sa oretz means oretz is bechinas Torah Baal Peh, as we quoted from the Sfasemes, and the whole meaning of shmita is that the Torah Baal Peh that a person has accumulated should be niskasher to the bechinas. To bechinas Torah Shebiksav, to bechinas Har Sinai. Shmita is the halah of the elevation of all the Torah Baal Peh into bechinas Sinai. So Mem says we discuss Barichus the idea that the Kohanim are bechinas Torah Baal Peh, the bechin of Maseches Nedarim, which Maseches Nedarim is the koyach of Torah Baal Peh, kachol ayetze mipiv yase, kachol ayetze mipiv yase. It's a koyach of Torah Baal Peh, and that's why. And that's why the way to make a neder is you need hatfasa on a korb, you need to be matfis it like a korb, you need to say that this piece of bread should be like a korban, etc. Because a korban is the avoid of the koyanim, and if a person wants to make a neder, he wants to use his peh, he wants to have the koyach of Torah Baal Peh, that with his koyach peh he should be able to be matfis kedusha onto something. For that he has to go through, so to speak, the koyach of the koyanim. He has to be mal mislabish with the koyach of the koyanim, and therefore by being matfis on a korban, having matvis and neder on a korban, so that's how he's gone, so to speak, through the Beis HaMikdash and using the koyach of the koyanim, which is the koyach of Torah Baal Peh, belonging to the koyanim. That's how he can be matvis a neder. We also, I don't know if we mentioned it earlier, that's the inyan of the menorah. So you do add that the menorah, the Torah Shebiksav was the Aron in the Beis HaMikdash, Bechinas Aron in the Beis HaMikdash. Torah Baal Peh is the menorah. Torah Baal Peh is where you find the chidushei Torah, and we know that the Aron HaKohen lit the menorah. So the pasuk says Vayaskin Aaron Pashas Baloischa, and Rashi says Melamed Lagid Shvachish Laaron Shloishino, and the Sfarim explains Shloishino means that every day Svasemes others every day he lit the menorah with the same chiddush, and with the same chiddush, with the same feeling as if it's the first time, which that's mamish bechinas Torah Baal Peh, where a person can learn something and each time see a new time and understand something better. So the menorah was the remnant of Torah Baal Peh. Torah Baal Peh, the menorah was the bechinas chidushei Torah. That was the new lighting every day, chidushei Torah. And that's why, since the whole tachlis of Torah Baal Peh is that we should be miskalel Torah Baal Peh into Torah Shebiksav, and we made it therefore the menorah's position where you had three candles on one side, three candles on the other side, which is mamish meduyah, because we said that the bechinas Torah Baal Peh is the bechin of six. Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, Bechin of six, Bechin of Sheshes Yomim, Bechin of Sheshes Shonim, etc. So Taki had three, six candles, Keneged the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, Keneged Torah Baal Peh. But the Chiddush was that all the candles were leaning towards the middle candle, which was Bechin of seven, and that's the Bechin of Shabbos, that's the Bechin of Shmita, and that's the Bechin that's Male. All the candles were facing the middle candle, and that's the Bechin that's Male, elevates the Torah Baal Peh, the Male into the Bechinah's Torah Shebiksav. Memela, that's the whole inyan of Bahar, and that's the whole inyan of Shmita. Memela, we also mekasher with Parshas B'chukoisa. We said B'chukoisa teilechu shetiu amelim b'toyra. That's Torah Baal Peh, the amelus b'toyra. And then says it's misoisa tishmoyer. In other words, that's b'chinas Torah Shebiksav, the tarag mitzvus. And that's the koyach, that's the kesher of B'chukoisa teilechu misoisa tishmoyer, the kesher of Torah Shebiksav and Torah Baal Peh. The Maisa, I found that the Chaim HaKodesh, the Hilgor Chaim, he writes mamish these words in B'chukoisai Teilechu. So he says B'chukoisai is Lashon Rabim, it's in the plural B'chukoisai, but yet even though it's Lashon Rabim, it's nevertheless written
It's nevertheless written without a vav. There should be a vav after the kuf before the sof, and there isn't. It's kiru written b'loshen yachid. So the Rechaim HaKadosh is medayik this, and the Rechaim HaKadosh says, "V'tam oimrei chukoysai loshen rabim yirmoiz lebeis toiras toiras shebiksav toiras shebal peh." The way the word is written in the Torah, it's Lashon Yachid. She'ein Vav bein Kuf letof. There's no Vav. So it's really in plural, but it's like Lashon Yachid. So it's corresponding to the two Torah, the Chalokim of Torah, Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebal Peh. But without the Vav means to show us that it's all one Torah. Loima ki Torah Shebal Peh, hi klula bet Torah Shebiksav v'shom ben yonah. Mamish. You saw that we were saying that Torah Shebal Peh and Torah Shebiksav is Chad Binyana. It's one binyan. In other words, Torah Shebiksav is mushrush. Torah Shebal Peh is mushrush and Torah Shebiksav. So if Parshas Taka, Parshas Bahar is Bahar Sinai Leimoy, and Parshas Bechukoisai, and Parshas Bechukoisai is the kesher also between Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh. So maybe that's the kesher between the Parshas Bahar and Parshas Bechukoisai, both are bringing out this nakuda that person has to be mechaber a Torah Shebal Peh with Torah Shebiksav, has to be mechaber it together, and that's the climax of Sefer Vayikra, which is Torah Koyanim, which is the bechin of Torah Shebal Peh, where the whole avodah is to find the root of Torah Shebal Peh in Torah Shebiksav. Therefore, taka the last words of Sefer Vayikra, the last words of Parshas Bechukoisai, the last two words is Bahar Sinai. Eila mitzvah asher tziva Hashem es Moshe ben Yisrael. Bahar Sinai. L'chayra, why does Torah Koinim, the parasha of Avodah, the Sefer of Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, Sefer Vayikra, why should that finish Bahar Sinai? Torah is Bahar Sinai. It's Torah Shebiksav. After the whole Sefer Vayikra, a person has to realize that all the Torah Shebal Peh, it all has to be niskalan into Torah Shebiksav, and that's the bechina of Bahar Sinai. With that, we can add an additional yisod, an additional understanding to the inyan of the klalus and Parshas Bechukoisai. Because you do other Ramban, the Zohar Kodesh brings it down, this you saw as well, that there's two klolas, there's klolas in Parshas Bechukoisai, and there's klolas in Parshas Kisovai. The klolas in Parshas Bechukoisai correspond to the Chorban Bayis Rishon, and the klolas in Parshas Kisovai correspond to the Chorban Bayis Sheni. The Bayis Rishon, we know, is destroyed Al Shalei Borchu B'Toyer Tchila. Al Shalei Borchu B'Toyer Tchila. So Hafleti Gazach, what's the big affair? The first base of English was destroyed Al Shalei Borcha B'Torah Tchila. So and this is what Parshas Bechukoisai. Parshas Bechukoisai is the klolus which the Kadmonim say is the klolus of Chorban Bayis Rishon. And Chorban Bayis Rishon has Mamish as Shalei Borcha B'Torah Tchila. And what was that vera Shalei Borcha B'Torah Tchila? So the Helig Bach, you do have, we've quoted it before, the Bach in Rechaim, in Hilchos Birchos HaTorah, so the famous Bach, where the Bach says that the whole Chorban, or the whole Inyan of Shalei Borcha B'Torah Tchilas, they didn't learn Torah B'Kiddusha, they didn't learn Torah that the Neshomadik, they didn't learn Torah to be Miskasha, to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and that's what brought about the terrible Chorban. Meaning, so Bekitza, what it means is that they learned Torah Shebal Peh, Ki'ilu Bechinas, they learned Torah Shebal Peh without learning Torah Shebiksav. That's the Nakuda. In other words, they learned Torah without the Dveikas of Torah. Torah Shebiksav is the Chelik of Torah, which is Panim Beponim Dibar Shem Imochem. The whole dvekas and the whole experience of Mamad Har Sinai was to give this feeling of dvekas. And they were learning Torah without this dvekas, and because they were learning Torah without this dvekas, so Mamela, therefore that's what happened. That was the bechina. They were learning the Helig Loshon Bach in Siman Mem Zayin. Mamish, these words he says, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave us the Torah b'matana, k'deishet is dabek nishmaseinu v'gufeinu, b'ramach evon v'shasa gidin b'ramach mitzvus aseh v'shasa mitzvus loisa aseh, v'imo yoyiskin b'torah l'akavon azois, hoyu heimo merkova v'heichel l'shchinos izbarach sh'hoi ha'shois ha'shchina mamish b'kirbom, ki heichel ha'shem heimo, ho b'kirbom mamish ha'is ha'shchina kevaz dirosa, v'ho'oretz ha'is ha'kula me'ira mechvoidoi, hu b'zeh yeh kishur, l'parmaliyah shel ma'aleh v'parmaliyah shel mata, v'hoya ha'mishkan echot. In other words, the whole Zach was, the whole Pagam was, that there should be that their Torah that they're learning down here, as he says later, Kadesh is Dabik and the Shoma Ba'atzmus Kedushas HaTorah. Kadesh Yudvekim B'Kedushas HaBishchinosi Yizbarach.
And that's what they didn't do. They made of the pegam and the klolas of pashas b'chokoysa is mamish this nakuda that they weren't makasha teresh bal peh to Har Sinai, that they weren't makasha teresh bal peh to the skashers and to the dveikas and to the hisatzmas and neshama into the kedushas haTorah as was experienced by Muhammad Har Sinai. So made that's the whole vod, that's the whole yisod. This is the yisod. This is the parsha, the klolas and b'chokoysa of the pegam shalei baruch b'toyat chilam. And we made it therefore, that's the yisod that we have to take out of Parshas Sefer Vayikra. So we have to take out the Sefer Vayikra that even a person's Isaac and Torah Shebaal Peh, and Torah Shebaal Peh tends to give a person a feeling that he can be Mechadesh and it's his Torah and he's a balabas of the Torah, etc., etc. But nevertheless, he teaches us that Lemaisa, a person's got to realize that the Tachlis of Torah Shebaal Peh is to be Ma'ale the Malchus, to be Ma'ale the Bechinas Torah Shebaal Peh into the Bechinas Torah Shebiksav. Halpi Kabbalah, this is the yichud between Vav Kei, the Hey, the last Hey of the Ketato of the Shema Vai is Bechinas Malchus, Bechinas Torah Shebaal Peh, and the Vav is the Bechinas Torah Shebiksav. Hemela, the yichud of Yud Kei Vav Kei, the yichud of Vav Kei is the kesha between Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebaal Peh. The Heiliger Tzadik writes, that's why in the first Masechta, Masechus Brochus, and the first Gemara of Masechus Brochus, so the Gemara asks, Tana Ahechon Koi, Tana Akro Koi, that the Tana and the Mishnah, Memasa Koi, and Shema Ba'arvis is going on the Pasuk. Are going on the pasuk. The Tzadik says this is a remez. As soon as you start learning Gemara, you have to realize that the whole Torah Shebaal Peh is kedei akrokoi to find its remez in Torah Shebiksav. And I don't know if you mentioned in the previous shiur, but that's pshat in the Mishnah Chagiga that Hilchas Shabbos is kaharoran atluyim b'sara. I think we mentioned it. Hararim is an enormous amount of Torah Shebaal Peh. Hararim means that Hilchas Shabbos is be'ikah in Torah Shebaal Peh, but it's tluyim b'sara. It's hanging on a hair. The Mishnah says in the Chagiga, meaning that in Torah Shebiksav there's very little about it, and most of Shabbos is in Torah Shebaal Peh. That's the whole nakuda that we're saying, that you can have a whole mountain of Torah Shebaal Peh, but it's tluyim b'sara. In other words, it's tluyim on one word, one letter of Torah Shebiksav. But it's all hanging. Even if you have an enormous amount of Torah Shebaal Peh, an enormous amount of chidushim, a person has to know that it's all mushrish somewhere. Even if it's in a little pasuk, even if it's in a small pasuk in Torah Shebiksav, even if it's in a word or a letter, but nevertheless, the whole Torah Shebaal Peh, as big as and how vast it is, it's all mushrish in bechinas Torah Shebiksav. Bein Shalom should help us to be shimzeicha to learn Torah taka b'kedusha, to learn Torah with this atzmus, to be misat and to learn Torah b'kedusha v'tahara, and to prepare ourselves properly for Chag HaShavuos, and to always connect together Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebaal Peh. And that's Chusam Ritz Hashem and Boin Shalom, and send us Mashiach Tzidkenu, and here be Amenu, Amen.